This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy
and Jess.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I'm all right. I'm living.
It's been a long week.
It's been a very long week. I have a lot. I have so much to tell you, actually.
I was like excited for Sunday to come.
Yeah, me too. Same. Like, I look forward to it. I mean, it's the same as I felt before, but sometimes I wouldn't wait until Sunday to call you and tell you the things. I mean, sometimes I would be like, this is a group of smaller conversations that have to be had periodically throughout the week on my drive home or something.
Right.
Can you hear me okay, by the way? Because I'm using a new mic.
Yes, I actually can hear you really. I had to turn you down.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. So I'm using a new mic. I got a special mic
for recording. Are you fancy?
Well, it wasn't that expensive. It was like $20 on Amazon. But, you know, they ship it like immediately because I live in Seattle. Yeah. So they're like two-day shipping. Ellipses, you live just south of Seattle, so we're not fucking around. And they mean business. I mean, it comes. Yeah. Sometimes it'll come the next day. One time I ordered something right when I woke up and it was here by the time I got home.
Wow.
I was like, damn it all, Jeff Bezos.
We just got a fulfillment center over here, so.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so it's.
Girl, that's a game changer.
I know. My phone case actually broke.
Oh no.
And it'll be here Tuesday.
Wow.
It hasn't even shipped yet. I'm like, they're gonna wait until Monday to pick it and put it in the thing, and it's gonna go down the street to my post office box.
Right. Well, they have the luxury of procrastinating now because the fulfillment center's right there.
Right.
So, yeah, so I don't know. You told me that you had a nice, big, juicy story that you were waiting to tell me. And so I've been curious about it all week. But let's segue into it with this. I can't stop jacking up my laundry, which at 35, you'd think would be a market I've cornered. Apparently not. So,
what'd you do this time?
Oh, Jessica, and when I tell you, your eyes are probably already rolling into the back of your head, but this might just completely eliminate your ability to roll your eyes for the foreseeable future, because they will just be in a constant state of what the fuckedness. So, like, the glass in the washing machine wasn't enough. We got our first like big snow. And of course, mm-hmm. big snow is, depending on where you live, means something different, right? So here it means right. We got like 8 inches, maybe a foot, like maybe. Mm-hmm. And of course, everything shuts down. But Ezra and Zeb were out in it yesterday and they were like, playing around making snowmen. I don't, ever since the ankle incident of 2 years ago,
yeah,
I'm not fucking around in the snow because I can't see those divots and I've got a weak ankle that probably needs surgery, so I'm just not gonna go, you know, frolicking around outside like I've got ankles to spare.
Right.
So they're outside and Zebulon is like shoveling the driveway because I'm supposed to work tomorrow. Which I hate driving in the snow, so hopefully the roads will be okay. I don't know. But
we kind of make fun of you guys a little bit.
I know you do. And it's really funny because my boss is from there, from where you live.
That's even better.
It is. And so she's like, I've just been kind of conditioned to understand that no one over here knows how to drive in it because... It, you know,
well, you guys don't get it very often,
there's so many cars on the road that it's not necessarily about like I trust myself,
yeah,
but I am the person that they get stuck behind who's doing like 25 and a 35. And they get really mad and they like honk and tailgate me and stuff. And then I have anxiety. And then I'm like, okay, I'm never driving
Well, that's
this.
the problem with the whole thing, you know, is
Yeah.
the people that don't have patience. You do have to go a little bit slower. Like, just because you have four-wheel drive doesn't make it, you can't stop.
Yeah. Like I saw,
You know?
I was telling Zeb, I was looking out our window the first night that it was like really coming down, and which was Friday night. And I was looking out the window and it was coming down, and I saw a sedan come around a corner. And I live right above the turn in for my like subdivision. And so I can look down onto the street where the people turn in from like the, you know, what the
The main road.
arterial roads onto the main drive that goes through my subdivision. And I saw this sedan perfectly execute their, you know, right turn into this onto the subdivision road. Then I saw a wagon do it. Then I saw this dude in some like lifted truck, probably a Dodge, with like, you know, just some Gamagatsu sticker on the back or whatever. And he tries to just whip around that thing, and he slides across, so he's like in oncoming traffic, and his two tires hit this like the curb right before the sidewalk, and that's what stops him from continuing to slide. And he's just there facing like what is the lane of oncoming traffic. There's no one coming because it's snowing, so everyone's staying home for like, I don't know, I'm gonna say a good 20, 30 seconds before he finally like turns his engine off, turns it back on, and then gets back into the correct lane. And I'm like, that you're why I don't drive. Like the second car was definitely a Subaru of some sort. It was like a wagon. And they didn't go around the corner doing, you know, 35. They went around the corner like a normal person in the snow, you idiot. And so then this dude in this lifted truck just thinks that he's gonna, oh, I'm gonna execute perfectly in the snow. All these tiny cars are gonna wish they had my truck now that it's, you know, snowpocalypse, which it wasn't. It was like not even 2 inches at that point. Anyway, so yeah, that's why I don't like driving in the snow. But more to the point, the heart of what I was trying to get to tell you, they were out in it yesterday, and I was kind of using the fireplace to dry their hats. Like, just we have like little command hooks above it. This is the truth. There's three command hooks above my fireplace, and I leave them there. And then if we have a party, I'll put like a banner on them, which we haven't because COVID. But I just leave them there all year round because they're for our stockings. And
I know
so,
exactly. I have a picture it.
yeah. And so I was like, okay, well, great. I'll just like put the hats and the gloves and stuff up here so that they dry off quicker, right? And did that. Well, I did that all day yesterday, and everything was fine. Nothing bad happened. So I was like, okay. And I even like at one point I had draped like a towel over it so that when Ezra came inside, I could take off like his outer layer. Because of course, again, we don't get a lot of snow here, so I bundle my kid up like that kid from A Christmas Story, or like, you know, Maggie Simpson, where she looks like the starfish. You throw her in like her little snowsuit. That's what my kid kind of looks like because I put so many layers on him.
I saw your picture and he's
Yeah.
adorable.
Oh,
I love it.
thanks. Yeah, I made him with my loins. But he baked right in my oven. But so today they came inside and I took his coat from him, and I was like, oh, I'll just hang this on the command hook in front of the fireplace. No big deal. Like it'll warm it up and it'll dry it off. And then if he wants to go like back outside, great, right? The coat's made of polyester filled, what it's like nylon on the outside and polyester.
You get it too
I
close.
got it too close. Jessica, I burned a hole in his coat. And then, but it was like in the cuff of the sleeve. So Zeb and I were like, eh, we'll slap one of those like, you know, patches over it or whatever. It's totally fine. This is the same winter coat that went through the glass fest of 3 weeks ago.
I think you shouldn't have that winter coat anymore. You need to go buy a new one.
Don't worry, because then Zeb like went to zip it up, because right as I was like, hey, I'm going to go talk to Jessica and we're going to record our podcast, Ezra was like, I want to go in the backyard. And we were like, dude, you were already outside in the snow for like 2 hours. And Zeb and I are both like, neither one of us is going with you. Like, you, this has to be a solo mission into the backyard. And he's always like, but I want someone to be with me, which is why I'm like, we should give him a sibling. And Zeb's like, hell no, to the no, no, no. But so anyway, Zeb goes to zip it up and he's like, I'm sorry, buddy, you're going to have to change your coat. This one doesn't zip up anymore. And I was getting my wine, as you and I discussed we were going to do this week. I've got a little Pinot Grigio
here. Nice.
Very delicious.
Mine's called a Juicy Red Blend.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, I really like the Apothic Red Blend. That's like my, that's kind of my jam lately. But this white wine's fine, whatever, Zeb got it for me. Anyway, also my husband doesn't drink, so he doesn't really know
right
anything about wine. So he'll just be like, I liked the label.
It's very important to like the label.
Like, I mean, the advertising of it all is, he's the person that they're advertising for. It's not for like, you know, the savant. It's for the idiot savant, the man who's never had a drink in his life, the Zebulons of the world.
Right.
So anyway, apparently the zipper also melted when it was like up against the fireplace. So I took it and I put it in the trash, because it's not, I can't even donate it at this point. It's all messed up. There's no good that can come of it. Plus, you know, the filling on the inside might have little glass sand. It's like it's a coat filled with fiberglass at this point. And so I was like, well, I was gonna toss it anyway, because I was already worried about the glass. So now we have the wonderful opportunity of a lifetime to drop another $30 to $40 on a winter coat for our kid, who's going to outgrow it in like 7 months, maybe. Yeah. So there's sorry. That. No, you know, it's just when life hands you lemons.
Yeah. I know all about that.
Shit. I just,
we have so much lemonade, nobody's buying it.
No, you can't even like stand on the corner and use the snow that's falling from the sky to turn it into snow cones and make a profit at this point.
Right.
No one's having it. What? Plus, they're like yellow snow. I've been told to stay away from.
Yeah, exactly.
Who are you? Why are you out here anyway? It's this.
Can't even give it away.
Nothing for it. So anyway, yeah, that's what happened. Very funny.
What happened to the washer, though? Or is that just...
So far, so good. I've done two loads. So the inside of the drum, I told you, is all, like, scratched up from the glass having washed inside of it. But so far, so good. I've done two loads of laundry. All the stuff that was in with the glass... Mm-hmm. Does not seem to have glass on it or in it. It doesn't itch good. When we wear it, which is good. And right. So, you know, that's what you want to, that's the only thing you can hope for after you run a glass placard through the wash and it breaks into a million pieces. So tell me the story I've been itching to hear all week. Well, I guess since like Tuesday, maybe?
Because that's how long it took me to convince. So here's what I've learned with having a podcast. I don't know. I mean, we've talked about how you're busy and you don't necessarily get to talk to a lot of people that you'd like to. But I have been talking to people either, you know, by text or phone call or whatever. And there's two kinds of people. There's either the people that are like, yes, talk about me on your podcast, use my real name, I don't care what you say about me, have fun. And then there's people that are like, you better not say a word. And I told him I wasn't going to, but I'm totally going to throw him under the bus because I can. And that's what having a big sister is all about.
Oh, Corey Mack.
So shout out to Corey. He listens to all of our episodes. He's a good little brother.
Supportive. Yes, he's a supportive person.
And he calls me after he listens to all of them and has discussions with me about them.
I love it so much.
So they were trying to, I told my brother, my mom did something, and I'm going to tell you because I finally got permission. She was not having it. Like, you better not say a word. Because she doesn't listen, so she doesn't know what I say. I throw her under the bus a lot. And I'm close with my parents. I love them. I give them a hard time, but
yeah,
we are close and have fun. But my brother was telling her things that you're throwing her under the bus for.
Oh, no.
She's like, are you serious?
Oh, shit.
I'm going to listen to this, which she's not going to, Kimmy, because she doesn't know how to listen to the podcast. So unless one of us shows her how, she's not going to hear this.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Nor does she care. But they were trying. So this happened literally seconds after we got done recording last week.
Okay.
I walked in the door and this situation happened. And I was like, you are literally like an hour late. Like, why couldn't you have done this a couple hours ago?
Right. We would have had way more material.
Yes. And she's like, if you tell anyone on that podcast, I will kill you. And so I told my brother. She said anyone in general, so I told my brother.
Right.
So that's what I do. And he was like, you have got to keep an eye on our mother.
Oh, no.
So anyway, he helped me out. I did get permission to share this story because she was not about it at first.
I'm so excited. So just so to clear it up for the listeners, if she mentions Kim, it's not me. It's her mom. I'm just named after her. Please remember.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, good old Aunt Kimmy. If I say Aunt Kimmy, I'm talking about my mom, unless I use the word mom.
Yeah.
Or roommate.
Or roommate. Yeah. Interchangeable at this point. Okay. So what did Aunt Kimmy do?
All right. So when we recorded last, we hadn't had dinner before.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So the plan was I was going to record and then I was going to go in and we were going to figure out dinner. Well, I'm going to try really hard not to laugh through this so that people can understand what I'm saying. I walked into the door. And as I'm shutting it, my mom shouts to me, hey, Jess, I know what I want for dinner. And I was like, okay, what do you want? And as I'm turning around, she says, I want poutine for dinner.
What?
And I literally was like, I feel bad even saying this. I know that our aunties listen, but I was literally like, what the fuck? And then that got my dad laughing because I probably had like a stunned face. So then I say, you want what? And she says, poutine. And I was like, please don't ever say that again. Like, mother, please.
Oh my now, gosh.
My mom is very intelligent and she has these little moments every once in a while where she mixes words up. And honestly, I personally take that as somebody who's intelligent, like their mind's going faster than their mouth can.
Right.
But
yeah.
She didn't mean what she said. And my dad says, wow, honey, after 30 years, I never knew.
Oh my God.
Which then
oh my
I'm
God.
Like in tears crying. Like I can't handle this. And she says, no, I guess I don't know what it's called, but that stuff we were talking about with Kimmy.
Oh my God.
That the Canadians eat. And I was like, mom, it's poutine.
Oh my God.
But then the kicker was, she was like, well, what did I say? And she didn't even know what it was that she said.
Oh, my God. Oh.
So then I had to explain to her what that was. She was like, if you tell anyone, I will kill you.
Oh, my gosh. That's the funniest thing ever.
So, you know, since we don't have any listeners, I figured.
Yeah, I mean.
Nobody's ever going to know.
The turnout is not.
As long as Corey doesn't open his mouth.
That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. I love it so much.
So I made her probably an Americanized rendition of poutine.
Okay.
For that night.
Did it. So was. What was the consistency of the potato?
Was it? They were French fries.
Okay.
And I did fry them.
Okay. So why don't you just tell me what you did and I'll tell you.
Okay. Okay. Well, so here's the thing. I know I didn't do it right because we don't have cheese curds.
Oh, okay.
So, spoiler alert. It wasn't truly
poutine.
But I mean, it fixed her craving. So
that's good.
I made French fries and I made gravy and I just sprinkled some cheese on it. I mean, I'm sorry, Canadian listeners that are your family.
They're probably just proud that you tried. They're like, oh, look at Kimmy just bringing a little Canada to America.
Well, see, my mom's been to Canada before. She went with your mom and
yeah, my mom,
your dad.
They lived in Trail, BC for a while when Jenny was little. My sister's name is Jenny. I haven't gotten permission, nor will I ask. So okay. My sister knows that I love her. So at any rate, when my sister was little, or like, I think my mom mentioned at one point they were living in Trail and she felt like she was going to go into labor, but she hadn't like started having contractions or anything. She just felt like it was going to happen. And mm-hmm. Trail, BC is north of Spokane.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wanted us to be born in Spokane, the city she grew up in. And so she told my dad, she was like, Rick, get in the car. We're going to America. Which is funny for a variety of reasons, because anywhere else in the world, you wouldn't say, like, get in the car, unless you're, like, in Mexico, you know? You'd have to fly here, or, you know, on a boat, maybe, but,
right.
Yeah, and my dad was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, I'm having my children in Spokane, get in the car! And so that she made, and then it was true, she told us that the very next day she went into labor with my sister and wow. they were at grandma and grandpa's house on 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And she went into labor. My sister was born at Deaconess, as was I. I think you were born at a different hospital, at Sacred Heart, weren't you?
No, actually, funny story and true. You guys were born over this way and I was actually born over there.
Oh, that's right. You were born.
In fact, I have probably false information out there that I'll probably get caught for someday. CIA will show up.
They're going to be like,
something. You falsified
this
form.
Ma'am, I'm going to have to ask you to come with us.
For a long time when I was younger, like getting to working age, I thought I was born in Kent, which is a suburb of Seattle, but turns out Kent doesn't have a hospital.
Yeah, you were born in Auburn, honey.
I was born in Renton.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I was born in Renton, so there could be a few forms that I falsified out there unintentionally, like we did live in Kent.
Yeah. So it's funny because that's like where Renton and Auburn kind of meet, that hospital right there. But yeah. I know where that hospital is because that's where Grandpa died. So way to go.
Oh, well.
So I'm kidding.
I didn't know that.
You killed Grandpa.
I didn't mean to bring up a sore subject. I thought we were having fun.
No. Well, You know that we've had so much death in our family, and I think that goes along with having like a
Having
larger
a
family.
large family, right.
But I have a morbid sense of humor about it because we have buried so many people at this point, and all
Right.
of us, for the most part, believe in like an afterlife. And so I'm not gonna say like one way or another how everybody in our family feels about an afterlife, but I'm gonna say most of us think that there is one. And so we make jokes about the people we miss because that's what they would want us to do. But then when I go out into the real world and I make jokes about dead people, I mean, you
Yeah, doesn't
no,
it
it
doesn't quite land right.
doesn't play well at all. And I was telling Zeb because Joe Gatto, who's like an impractical joker.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so his parents are the only set of parents amongst them who have passed away.
Okay.
And for a long time, my husband has a very small family, so he didn't understand like this morbid approach to humor in talking about people in my life who've passed away. Because I'll straight make jokes about how, like, you can say that if you want to, but my mom heard you because she's dead. So, like, I'll just say things. And Zeb just,
Like your mama jokes.
yeah, like your mama
Like
jokes
she
are,
totally just heard that.
yeah, well, I guess you just told me and her. So, how does it feel? My mom's dead. And then people usually get like this really, like, they kind of go ghost white, which is funny because my mom is the ghost, not them. And so, but Zeb just really didn't like understand it. And then there was finally this scene that they did where I can't even remember, they were like in a lobby and they were trying to do things to get one another to laugh, and whoever laughed had to leave this lobby full of other people. And the other people are all waiting for whatever they think that they're there to do, right? And so these are probably people who've signed up to do like a, trial clinical or whatever, but it turns out the Impractical Jokers is the trial clinical or whatever. So they're in this lobby full of people, and Joe Gatto's like, "Oh, my parents are here to see me." And like one of their assistants or whatever is like, "Yeah, your parents are here to see you." And so he goes around a corner and he comes back and he's got a stick on his back, like across his shoulders, and there's a male skeleton and a female skeleton with like wigs on dangling from the stick that he's carrying on his shoulders. And immediately, I think it was Sal, laughed and just got up and walked out because he's like, "My parents are dead, you dummies." And I was finally like, "That is it. That is, I think it was that," but because he's done it a couple of different times where he uses a skeleton to like make them laugh because he has a good sense of humor about the fact that his parents are gone. And I find that was finally it where I could say to Zeb, "See, do you see? It's because we don't really think that they're gone, and they would think this is so funny, like talking about them in this way." It's like, well, they're dead, so look what you did. Is it kind of? I don't. It's really funny. I do it more about my mom than I do about my dad, but that's because I never got to know my dad as an adult, so I don't know if he would
Yeah.
think it's funny. But also because I only knew him as like your parents when you're a child. So, I mean, I don't even know what his like favorite color was or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, but when I talk about my mom, I say hilarious things about how she's watching down over me all the time, especially when I'm talking shit. And
Don't even know how to describe your mom. Like I
We don't have to.
she would totally appreciate it.
She's not gonna rate, review, and subscribe anyway.
You
Because
never
she's
know.
dead. Yeah, they do say ghosts haunt electronics, so maybe.
I know. Watch out. I sleep alone. Haunt me.
My mom from the afterlife figures out how to put our podcast on your mom's phone.
I bet you she would. Like, take that. Try talking about my sister now.
Ha ha. Poo-tang. She
Joke's
is.
on you.
On you. She wanted potatoes. You guys are gross. All right, so we don't have to talk about my dead mom anymore. What else is crack-a-lackin' on your side?
You don't want to know. We kind of had a rough week this week, you know? Like first off, my car started making this horrendous sound.
Oh no.
And that's the car we use the most,
Yeah.
especially like right now with it snowing, because it has the best tires on it.
Right.
And I feel the most comfortable driving it. I drive a stick, and I feel more comfortable in a stick in the snow, personally. Not everybody would agree with that, but I feel like you have more control.
Yeah. Well, I guess the only thing I can say is like I can drive a stick in a pinch.
You wouldn't want to do it
So,
in the snow
yeah, that's, I mean, I already don't want to drive my automatic in the snow. I drive every day, so.
I just hit 150,000 miles on my car. It's like unbelievable to
Wow.
me.
That's a,
I've put
yeah.
almost all of those. I bought it at 1,600 miles. Like, it hadn't even had its first oil change. So
Yeah.
I
I
have.
remember because when you got it, we were all like, "What? Look at this dope whip!"
I know, and it's now like it's old. So my car's old, and I love it so much.
I know you do love that car. It's hard to let go of cars when you really, really love them.
I do.
Zeb had a. It was his dad's. It was a Kia Rio. It was an 06. You're laughing because you already know. It was a stick shift. Which again, I can drive in a pinch, no problem, but it had no power steering.
Yeah, I never was able to drive that car, but I mean, I guess it sounds hard, but I guess I've always had power steering. I don't know.
Gotta crank the wheel. I mean, you're literally turning the two front tires. You are like the
I just,
manual axle on the
when you
front
say
tire.
this, I just don't understand how a car at that time didn't have it. Like, my first car was an 87 Chrysler
LeBaron.
LeBaron. It had the flip down headlights.
Yeah, because I would sing that cake song to you.
We have other cousins that always joked about, you know that movie Freddy Got Fingered?
Yes.
And he's like, "Are you the number one son? Do you have a Chrysler LeBaron?" But that even had power steering, so
Yeah, no, it was an option, but Zeb's dad walked into like the Kia dealership at our local Kia dealership here in Tacoma and was like, "I want a brand new car that no one has driven for the least amount of money."
ah.
Because he was gonna pay cash for it, and it was just a commuter car because he at that time was driving from where they lived on the south end of Tacoma, where Zeb grew up, in an area where dreams generally go to die, Parkland, Washington, all the way to Seattle every day.
That's a long drive.
Yeah.
I
And
mean,
so,
especially with the traffic.
yeah, because he was a ship fitter, and so he would weld and fit like parts of the giant freight liners together in the Seattle port. He was part of like a ship fitter union, and it's pretty rad. He was just like the coolest man ever, and I feel lucky to have known him. That's the only person that Zeb has really like lost. He's lost grandparents and stuff, which is what has was sad for him, but they passed when he was younger, you know. So as an adult, this is the only person he's really lost. So Yeah, but so he had the Kia Rio, and I think that it was more. There's two things about it. The first thing is it only had like 80,000 miles on it. And if anyone knows anything about my husband, it's that he is frugal to the bitter end. And so if he thinks that there's life left in a car, he's like, I'm just going to keep it. We're just going to ride it into the ground. But also, I think that was sentimental and he didn't want to admit it. Like, I think that
Yeah.
he was sentimental for him, and he was like, no, it's just purely fiscal. It makes sense to keep it and whatever. And we lent it to our niece, Annika, and her husband because they only had one vehicle at the time. And then I was like, do you guys just want to buy our Jeep? Because, like, I don't like driving it. Zeb doesn't like driving it. Sits there. He'll drive the Kia if you guys give it back, and I'll just keep driving. I have like a little Scion XD, like that little tiny hatchback. Looks like a golf
Yeah.
cart, really. But and so and they already had, a Jeep, so they were like, yeah, we'll buy the Jeep from you. So we sold it to him for a really good price. We wanted to just give it to him, but the life doesn't work like that. We needed to make some kind of money off of it. And so we sold it to them, worked out for them. But then when we got the Kia back, something was wrong with like the starter. Like it wouldn't turn over.
Oh.
And I don't know. I mean, because it's older, it was a little shocking to Zeb, but I was like, I'm not surprised at all. This is a 06 Kia Rio. So like, I'm shocked it hasn't happened up until now. It's the same age as our relationship. So we should do something. So he finally agreed to like try to sell it or trade it in or whatever. So we did. And we got $500 for it.
Ask, but I thought that was rude.
No, it was $1,000, but when we went to the dealership, they
They're like,
tried to start
man.
it and it wouldn't turn over. And I was like, I don't even know what's happening. That's crazy. And then the guy walks out, and I was like, dang it. I was like, we had a 50-50 shot of it turning over for him. So, I mean, we drove it a really long way to get there. So it kind of made sense. But anyway, that's neither
Well,
here nor there. We got $500 for it. And I think that he said good. He had it long enough that he was able to say goodbye, and
yeah.
what else can we
Well,
ask for? So,
my issue was not it was kind of a non-issue, really. I feel silly that it was even an issue, but it was making a horrible grinding sound, like I so okay, I'm pretty frugal myself. Like I don't like to do stuff, like I try to do stuff myself. My car is a Mazda and they are notorious for having headlights go out. And they did this wonderful thing for the people who bought the cars. Like, we're gonna put the headlights in a place where they're gonna have to come in and see us to get them changed out. And I was like, wanna bet?
Yeah, watch me YouTube that and figure it out myself.
Yeah, so I have to like tear my wheel well apart
Just to
to get
get in
into
there.
it.
Oh.
Yeah, and I mean, really, you need small. I mean, I keep the tire on. I'm sure if I take it in, they take the tire off, but I don't have
Right.
no time for that.
And you're gonna jack
So,
up your car.
not taking my tire off.
No.
But
No.
I do try to do my own work. I try to save money where I can, and I'm
Yeah.
somewhat handy at the things I can do.
Yeah, we do the things we can do, and then we know what's not like in our area. You know what I mean? I don't.
Hey, if I don't know, I will take it in, and I have a trusted mechanic I go to deal with it. But if it's little, I try to do what I can before I get to the point of spending the money. And it
Right.
sounded like my wheels would turn at a slow rate of speed. Like it didn't do it when I sped up, but when I was going slow, like the dirt road I live on, it sounded like metal on metal. And so at
Oh
first I
no.
was like, oh my gosh, is it my shocks or struts? Like, is it all these holes that I'm trying to avoid going down the road all slowly? It just sounded awful. And my dad was like, that does not sound good. Like, you need to take it in. And I was like, you know what though? Like, my car's filthy because, I mean, I do take care of my car, but when you live on a dirt road, you're like, I could go run it through the wash, but it's just going to get muddy again.
Like, right.
So I procrastinated and I learned my lesson because I was like, hey, I'm going to go run it through the wash. Like, what if there's just like a rock or mud or something like stuck in my wheel?
Right.
Because it seemed like when the wheels turned, it didn't seem like it was like from bouncing or, you know. So I paid $10 for the works car wash and came out. My car didn't make a sound again. So turns out it had some a little mud in the tire.
Yeah, like debris or something.
Yeah.
I like how your dad, so, this is the man who won't go to the ER after he jacks up his knee.
And then he tells me to get my car in.
Yeah, but his immediate response was like, that's horrible. You better take it to the most expensive place possible.
I think part of it too is that he's injured, so he can't get down to look at it and try to diagnose things. But I do all right, you know.
Yeah. I'm a real fucking MacGyver when it comes to stuff like that. Like,
I'm gonna try
this really random thing, and if it works, we're in the money. And if it doesn't, what's the worst that could happen?
I mean, I've learned a lot of things, do-it-yourself things from people that know how to do it. I don't want to go too far into detail, but.
Yeah.
And this is going to sound awful. I already know in my head how this is going to sound when it comes out, but I've laid hardwood floors. Like, literally, not figuratively. This is literally.
That's very funny.
I've done drywall. I've done paneling. I've done, this week I did plumbing. I'm a plumber, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. Except for that misogynist at the hardware store would have you think otherwise.
I know. That was so terrible.
This is a text that I got, and I thought that, by the way, thought that I responded to it until today when I popped open the chat and I was like, I did not respond to this at all. This man at the hardware store was like, well, do you want to check with your husband and see what you need?
he told me what to do.
Yeah.
He said,
I bet.
But his exact words were, so tell your husband.
Right. Yeah. Explain it to your
And I'm like, first of all, I don't have a ring on.
Right.
And secondly, like, what if it wasn't my husband? What if it was my wife? I don't know.
Right. You don't. And he, well, and
which
to
it's
be
not,
fair.
But,
no.
And then
but,
lastly, I was like, wait a minute. What if it was me? Like,
yeah.
What about
like,
me?
I'm here. I'm the person buying the thing.
Right.
Talk to me, the consumer. I just love that. It's 2021 out here.
I mean,
he was probably like, "Hello, ma'am. How may I help you?" So you're like, "Strike one."
Yeah. No, I mean, he was nice, and that's why I didn't.
You don't have to. He's not going to hear this, Jessica. You don't have to placate the hardware store guy.
What if I had to go back in there and I
who can't he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
Even
we
if
don't
he,
have listeners like that.
Yeah. And even if he did, he clearly can't spot just a strong woman walking at him anyway, so he's gonna be like, you can't possibly have an entertainment show on top of all the plumbing you help your husband do.
Oh, I don't help him. I have to tell him what to do.
Yeah, while you make him a sandwich in the kitchen.
That's
right. You better go.
No, I
want seasonings this time. I want it to taste delicious. Said no one, because you don't have a husband.
Oh, thanks.
No, I'm not reminding you. I'm pretend yelling at the hardware store man in my mind. Like, he's not observant enough to see that you don't have a wedding ring on, but he's suddenly going to give you every instruction about the thing to tell your husband.
But here's the thing though, even if I did have a wedding ring on, like,
how do you know I'm not the one doing it?
Right. That's, like, I personally have kind of a strong, if you know me, I'm relatively shy if you don't know me, but if I know you, like, I am kind of a strong female presence, and if I can do it, I will. Like,
oh,
I'm gonna...
sorry.
My dad was like, he was like, maybe we should pay a plumber, and I was like, we're not paying nobody. I'm gonna get this done. Like, I had to climb under the trailer, and it, like, it's just the whole thing. It doesn't matter. But
well, it was frozen. It was like frozen over, so you had to make all these different, you know, whatever.
So our drain pipe froze.
Yeah,
and so now
under the shower, to be very specific, under the shower,
right. And so now, luckily we have very nice friends and family that lets us come and use their showers.
Yes.
My dad won't let us use the shower until it warms up a little bit, and that's not happening soon.
Yeah.
But
just out there in the snow.
So yeah, it's been an interesting week.
Yes. Well, so hopefully it does warm up soon so you guys can use the shower. I'm looking forward to it warming up because our county just entered like phase two, like our county and the surrounding counties entered phase two. So we can do more things. There's less restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's happening is we're allowed to go to the park now.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't want you to misunderstand me. We have not been to the park. And that's brutal when you have a rambunctious toddler. Right. I guess he's not a toddler. I mean, he's four.
Yeah.
But he's about to turn five. When you have a rambunctious son.
He's still a baby to me.
I know. You don't need to tell me. I'm like, what? You were born yesterday. And I'm trying to get him into a different school district because it's closer to my commute. That's a whole nother story for another day, and maybe not for a podcast situation talking about what school I'm trying to get my kid into for our audience of none. But anyway, so we have not been going to the park. However, we purposefully bought our current house that we live in because it's in a community where there are a lot of parks and like outdoor recreation type things. Mm-hmm. And we drive by and I have to explain, first of all, none of the children are wearing masks. Maybe half of the parents have masks on and they're all just playing together like COVID isn't real and it doesn't exist. And it's frustrating because as a rule follower, I have to then explain to my child not only why we can't do it, but why what they are doing is bad and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So then the perception is that, first of all, I don't want my kid to ever think that he's better than anyone else, because I truly believe that no one is better or any worse. Everyone just has different circumstances.
Sure.
And, moreover, I don't want him to like think that I'm passing judgment on these people. So I literally have to say the rules say that we can't go there.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do go to somewhere outside, we have to keep our masks on and we're supposed to stay 6 feet apart. Now, I don't know how at a playground you can, of course, the kids can keep their masks on. That's great if a kid has the dedication to do that. But there's no way to stay 6 feet apart on a big toy. There's like what you're going to stand 6 feet back. Everyone form a line 6 feet, 6 feet apart from the other child who has, by the way, no concept of space at whatsoever. Like to them, 6 feet feels like a mile away. And then you're going to like yell, okay, it's your turn. Go down the slide.
Well, like, you know, you've been kind of secluded and so you kind of want to be around people. So I get it.
Yeah. I mean, we've tried to follow the rules to the utmost and then, you know, indoor dining came back and I was really nervous because our joint cousin came to town And our other joint cousin, Kitty, who we talked about from jump without her permission.
She doesn't care. I've
She
talked.
doesn't, I know.
She's okay with it.
Hugged her goodbye and I said, okay, I love you all. Let's get together soon. And she was like, yeah, we should. And I was like, you should let us put you on the podcast. And she was like, I'm down. Let's do it. Like,
You
as we were
should.
leaving.
You know, here's the thing. I have like four people, I think, now who have
Yeah,
said,
I'll be on your podcast.
I and so we do need to talk about guests.
I
I
think
think
we
it
do
would be
too.
fun.
We have to figure out. So I guess I'll just address this now because our audience, whoever they are,
Us. No, I know a few. I
yeah,
know a
if
few.
you are listening to this, we appreciate you. But we do realize that our audio slips a lot toward the middle and end of the recording. So we're trying something new today to hopefully remedy it. Well, so anyway, the indoor dining came back, and it was us, all three of us, our cousins, the other cousin who came to town. And then Kitty and I were all three cousins, and they wanted to go out to eat. My sister was supposed to come too, but she lives further south than Kitty and I, and she got rocked by snow early on Friday, so she was like taking pictures, and she already has like nervousness about driving.
Yeah, I actually have a friend that lives, I mean, not by
Not
your sister, but in the area, and she's talking about all the snow she was shoveling that she left from here and went there. She's
Yeah.
got the snow that we normally get over here.
She's like, what is this? This is not what I signed up for. Well, so anyway, we went out and I was so nervous, but when we went inside, I saw all these safety measures that they have in place and I saw them like executing those safety measures. And it really did like ease. I have anxiety and I have crippling anxiety to the point where sometimes it affects my personal relationships. Like someone I love very much passed away. It was the mother of a dear friend of mine. And it was in the height of like the beginning of COVID time, having a service for her. And I kept the entire day, I kept getting ready and then panicking and getting ready and panicking. And I didn't end up going to the service. And it, to this day, even still, it breaks my heart because I let my anxiety make that decision for me. And it sometimes happens, but I've come to a place where I'm like, okay,
It's a real thing.
is, it
People
is.
have anxiety, they have depression. It's real.
It
I
is.
get it.
Well, and
I get it.
I talk openly about my issues with anxiety because mental health is something that people, until very recently, I feel like people really did try to sweep it under the rug, so to speak.
Sure. Absolutely.
Anyway, so the whole point of this, it's circling back around, is that I'm a rule follower. And so when I have to say to my son, like, oh, we can't go to the park because of X, Y, and Z, I feel bad because I feel like not only am I telling him, like, this is a thing we're not allowed to do, but then I'm also telling him in the same breath, those people are breaking the rules. And I don't want him to think that I'm casting any judgment on them for the decisions that they are making. So I have to say to him, like, the rules are the rules, and they are choosing not to follow them. And that's their choice because we all make choices. But in my mind, I'm like, you dicks are making it impossible for me to not say mean shit about you to my toddler, who I'm trying to teach about the world. Thanks a lot. But in my head, I'm like, don't say that to your child. And then what comes out of my mouth is like, everybody makes their own decisions. Like,
Hey,
so
parenting is
yeah,
hard,
it is.
I mean, I don't have kids. I wouldn't necessarily know, but I have babysat.
You know, plus we have such a large family. When have you, there has absolutely been a time where you were in custody of a child for longer than 3 hours that was not yours.
Oh, yes,
That is
absolutely.
enough time to
I
understand.
have so I did like nannying. Kind of like I didn't like to call myself a nanny. I thought it was hilarious when people would introduce me as their nanny. But I was just trying to make it through school, you know? Like,
Yeah, absolutely.
okay, well, you know, I'm trying to be a nurse. This is kind of like a smaller scale nurse. I'm just taking care of little people.
Right. Oh my goodness. Well, so what ends up happening the other day is he wants to go to the park, and we have to tell him why we can't go to the park. And then we all end up playing Mario Kart together downstairs.
Nice.
It was, but Zebulon gets frustrated because all you really have to do to place in Mario Kart is keep your finger on the acceleration button
Yeah.
and then just move the joystick. That's like it. That's all you have to do to place. But this kid's not even driving. He's like stopping on the track and starting. And so then he's like, "Oh, I got distracted by that Goomba." And then Zeb's like, "Okay, buddy, but just like put your f-" And he, again, we've discussed this, the most patient father alive. He has
Right,
infinite
absolutely.
patience. He's like, "Okay, buddy, just, try to focus on the game." And he's like, "Oh, I got distracted because somebody inked me because it's one of the." And
Exactly what you mean. I can picture it on the screen.
yes, but so in Mario Kart 8, which is what we have for the Switch, that's one of the things that your opponents can do. They can like ink the screen, so it makes it difficult for you to see. And then Zeb's like, "Okay, but buddy, you need to sit down, stop jumping around the living room and play the game." But he can't help it. He has all this energy, right? So he kept saying all the things he got distracted by. And then all of a sudden he goes, "And now I'm distracted because I was talking." Was like, "Yeah, buddy, you're talking." And I'm laughing because I'm like, that is so funny. That is absolutely something he would say. It's the pinnacle of Ezraisms to say something like that. And then Zeb goes, "Yeah, buddy, you're talking and you're not playing." And I was like, "He's trying." And Zeb was like, "I'm done. After this Grand Prix, I'm done."
So
So then I had to play two more Grand Prix with the kid before he finally got frustrated because he wasn't placing. At one point, Zeb and I were phoning it in, and we just weren't pressing accelerate. We would just like stop on the track or whatever and kind of like poke the accelerate button so he would think we were playing just to give him the advantage, and he still came in last place. And I'm like, I didn't even re I thought for sure he was in front of me by the time I crossed the finish line on the third lap. And then, like, you came in seventh. There's 12 players. Like, what did you think? Oh, man.
I have a friend who has given me permission to use her name. She's one of my best friends. Her name is Aspen. And she's one of my last friends that's still here in town. Like, a lot of our friends have moved away to different areas. And so her and I are pretty close. We do try to get together when we can, and
She's an extension of our family.
she is an extension of our family. She's got two boys, and when I go over there, they try to, like, I don't press this. Like, I feel like an aunt to them. Like, I was there when they were born, both of them, and I'm there for a lot of special occasions and such, but I'm not like the friend that's like, you have to call me Aunt Jessica or anything, but she always says that I'm like Auntie Jessica.
Right.
Which is really sweet, and I do appreciate it. They do consider me family as much as I consider them family. But they also have a Switch. I used to go over there, like, when they first got it, and we would play games together. First of all, those controllers are so small.
I
They're nothing
know.
like what we used to play with. They're so hard to play with.
I know,
But
and it
secondly, we used to play this game, and I don't know what it's called. If you do, please tell me, because I
Sure.
don't pay attention really. But there was this game where you had to, like, run a kitchen or something,
Oh, I have no
and
idea.
all these little people are running. You're like one of these little people running around the kitchen, and so it's like somebody's got to, like, make the hamburger, and somebody's got to cut the lettuce and the tomato and make sure the buns are ready, and somebody's got to do the dishes. So it's kind of like running a whole restaurant, but you're doing it electronically. And so, you know, all of a sudden, like, things would be shouted out, and it'd be like, okay, you're cutting the vegetables, and you're frying this, and you're cleaning the dishes and clearing the tables, and you're doing this, and we start playing, and nobody would know what was going on.
That's so funny. By the end of it,
we're like all yelling at each other, and it's not fun. So now her kids won't play with us anymore.
They're like, we're done.
I would just start laughing. They're like, Jessica, what are you doing? You're running in circles. And I'm like, oh, I'm that guy?
That's so funny.
I don't even know what's happening.
Well, there's, yeah, so, that you can be so, there can be so many players to, like, each game. And right? That's one of the things with the Switch is, like, sometimes Ezra wants us to play Mario U Deluxe with him. And mm-hmm. last time you were here visiting, Kitty lasted the longest.
Yeah. No, I played a little bit, but
yeah. Was it the last time or was it the time before last?
No, it was the last time, and she's totally a trooper because she was
she, and I kept saying to her, Kitty, like, you don't have to, and she's like, he's having fun, I don't want to take away his fun. And I'm like, whatever. Like, you do, Kitty, I love you, you get in there, you do it
right.
And so, plus, she's always just loved kids, and she has two sons of her own, so she knows what it's like to be a mom to a little boy. And it was a nice break for Zeb and I, because we both, you know, and again, he's all cooped up in the house after being an outdoor kid. I mean, here, living in the PNW, we go outdoors a lot. Like, it's
right.
It's part of, like,
well, that's kind of what's killing us here is in the summer our space was also outside, and now it's like the outside is taken away when it's 10 degrees outside,
right? So. Exactly. Well, so anyway, Kitty just had infinite patience for Mario U Deluxe. I got stuck playing it with another morning, and at a certain point I just, like, stopped playing. And what mm-hmm. happens if your character dies in the level, but the other person is still playing, is mm-hmm. your character will just float around in a bubble. Or, like, if the person gets too far ahead in the level, then your character dies and ends up.
That was my problem, because I didn't know what I was doing, and he would get ahead of me.
Yeah, and he just has no concept. As an only child, not that this is all only children, but he just has no concept of, like, having to be considerate and wait. And yeah. Because he's just like, it's all about me. It's the Ezra show. I'm Ezra, your host, Ezra, your guest, Ezra.
I wonder where he gets that from.
Don't know. Couldn't tell you. Music by Ezra. Comedic host, Ezra. When I was laughing, what's really funny is when I was laughing really hard about him saying, and now I'm distracted because I was talking. I looked over at Zeb and I was like, I can't wait to tell Jessica. And he, without missing a beat, because again, my husband is funny, he turns and looks at Ezra in, like, his little dad eyes, and he goes, you're creating content for mommy. And then I was laughing even harder because I was like, Zeb, stop, he's not a show pony. Zeb was like, tell that to him.
Yeah, right. No, I just apparently we have like 5 fans because we saw them on Facebook and they actually responded.
Yeah. I think, go ahead.
So
sorry,
there was somebody I don't know. I think it was like, is that right?
Micah Music, yeah. Well, but anyway,
I saw his, he wanted us to talk about music and shows and stuff we're currently watching, but apparently we had a crazy week.
Well,
and
don't get that twisted that I didn't start and finish Bridgerton, because I did on Netflix. But it's so funny because, like, talking about anxiety, sometimes it goes hand in hand with insomnia, because you can't turn.
Yes. Oh, I've been having Insomnia. Like, yeah. I go to bed at like 11 o'clock at night and I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah,
and then you I'm up get back to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all day you're exhausted and you're like, if only I could sleep.
Yeah. And then it's a cycle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. And I've been running that this week.
But yeah, so what I do is I hide under my side of the comforter. By the way, so we have this split kings and I make the bed, but we always end up with our own comforter in the end. It's just kind of what happens. And we have like the, you know, the faux down comforters or whatever.
Yeah.
So I just like hide under my comforter with a pair of headphones and just watch Netflix and try to fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And another podcast that I love, adore, and listen to, one of the hosts suggested Bridgerton. And I started watching it and I was like, I don't know if this is my cup of tea. And then immediately I was like, oh, this is my cup of tea. Yep. So I watched Bridgerton over the span of like a week and it was just purely insomnia based. Like just watching it when I couldn't sleep.
Marcos put out there a very specific request.
He did. And I was like, I've never seen either of these shows. The Masked
Singer was,
and the Masked Dancer. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Masked Singer is what I told you to watch.
Yeah.
And the Masked Dancer is what he asked us to talk about. And, he's one of my friends. I've known him since I don't even know, like middle school, like maybe 13.
Right.
So he's one of my friends and he requested that and we didn't get to it, but I thought that would be something we could talk about. Maybe that kind of links into what Micah had asked for.
Like, and what music. I will do my best.
But I
don't know. It doesn't, I just never have watched either show, so I don't know what to expect.
That's fine. I've watched both. So,
great.
I could have you on this. I don't know. It's up to you, but so, there's that. And then there was also one of your Canadian cousins on there.
My cousin Melissa.
Melissa. Okay.
Yeah.
So
she is my cousin Mike's wife. They're wonderful people. By the way, I'm going to take this opportunity now that you brought her up to let her know if she is listening that I sent all three packages, but two came back because I didn't fill out the customs form. And I told Mike, but the vacuum should arrive soon. And I'm going to, as soon as the snow clears up, since I don't know how to drive in it, I'm going to take the other two packages back to the post office and fill out the customs form that I was clearly unaware I needed, because I did them at work and I paid, you know, my law firm back for the postage I used off of like the Pitney Bowes machine, because we have a postage machine there, and I used the international box, like the USPS international box and the Pitney Bowes postage machine. Mm-hmm. And everything that I read said, like, if you use this box and you use the postage machine, you don't need, if it's just going to Canada or Mexico, you do not need to have the customs form. And then Zeb's like, he texts me the next day or 2 days later, and he's like, yeah, those packages came back because you didn't fill out the customs form. So they probably have their vacuum, which is what Melissa was excited about in the first place. But like all the other stuff that like my cousin was really excited about is in the other two boxes. So Melissa, is she about to get what she needs, but my cousin's got to wait just a little bit longer because now there's snow and God forbid. And they live where it snows all the time. So they're probably just like, get in the car, Danis. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Go to the post office. What is wrong with you? But yes, Melissa suggested I talk about the differences between Canadian versions of food and American versions of food, which I can easily do because A, I'm a foodie, and B, there are a lot of differences.
Yes.
And it'll be the same.
My story would link into that, but we didn't get there today.
Yeah, so. We'll get there next time. And then Aunt Missy said that we should talk about relationships. Now, I'm unqualified for that. I don't know.
Well, I mean, she said relationships, and then I tried to get her to clarify because I'm not.
She was
in a romantic one, but if she, I mean, we have a relationship, and we have a relationship with her, and she did say something about family.
We should make her be on the podcast. Yes. That would be fun to have Aunt Misty on the podcast. She'll read everyone their horoscope. She'll tell everyone their love language.
Yes.
It'll be great.
We have
should.
Like five people now.
we got a few listeners. I'm all right with it.
And
yeah.
The last thing I wanted to do, just because I thought it was so sweet, and I truly thought maybe he was a listener, but then I realized really quickly he wasn't, was good old Uncle Shane.
Oh, Uncle Shane.
He tried to stay just to talk about ourselves, which we do way too much of.
Oh my gosh.
Hey,
I know.
Are you one of our listeners? Because we don't know. And he's like, I'll do my best. So
yeah.
He hasn't heard any of this, but love you, Uncle Shane.
Yeah, I love you, Uncle Shane. Oh, I love Uncle Shane so much.
But I just wanted to do those quick shout outs.
Yeah.
We'll get to that next week, I think.
After the first episode two, Terry, my friend Amy's older brother, he gave me some really good advice on reheating pizza that I'm excited about. He kind of explained why my kid watches those video game playthroughs, which was really nice.
And then my friend
Olgi, she laughed about the yes ma'am she did when I was talking about which was very sweet and funny. And Olgi and I are actually birthday twins. She has my same birthday. So shout out
sweet.
To Olgi. Like literally the same birthday. And we went to junior high together. And she is just a really strong, smart woman. And I really like her. So shout out to my birthday twin, fellow Scorpio,
the
Olgi.
The other one that you said... did you say Terry?
Is he
the one with the coffee mug?
Yes, yeah, that's Terry.
Okay, so he's a part of another group that I think you invited me to
on Facebook. The PNW Foodies group.
Yes, and I'm in there and I comment and I like and post. Well, I haven't posted anything, but I realized that's where I knew him from. Yes. I didn't know why I knew him.
He and his wife post to that group, and they make the most incredible things for themselves and for one another. And I'm like, you guys are like super foodies. You guys are so talented.
Yeah.
The most adorable looking things. They make really delicious looking things. I aspire to be the type of cook who is excited about cooking. If that makes sense.
Because I do like to cook, looking at people's posts make me happy on there. I love that there's people on there that can do immaculate things that I would never even attempt.
Oh,
but there's also people just like frying a pork chop for the first time. There's a wide range of people on there, but I do love that group. And I couldn't figure out where when he commented, I'm like, I know that guy from somewhere, but it's not my friend.
Well, I got invited by Amy's cousin because he has a little boy named Hudson who's like the same, roughly the same age as Ezra.
Yeah.
And it's very weird. So Amy's cousin's mom worked with Zeb's mom forever. And Zeb and I even knew each other, and they were friends at work. And then all of a sudden Amy reminded me, like, that's where my aunt works. And I finally put it all together and I told Zeb, and he was like, yeah, that woman's been friends with my mom for like years.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's a very small world because whatever. And then, you know, Ezra and Hudson had a couple play dates when they were, you know, younger, and I was like a stay at home mom and,
mm-hmm.
do like little fun things and stuff. But he invited me to the group, and then I got in there and I was like, Jessica, there was like a handful of people where I was like, they will like this group. If they see this group,
I think the creator of it is Tony, right?
Yes. That's
like
Amy's cousin. Yes.
So I've even had conversations with him and I don't even know who he is, but
he's really right.
I do.
And Amy's whole family, they're so cool. They're the best people. And so he's really cool. He loves that group and he just is a foodie.
Yeah,
So.
no, I'm still looking for, and I don't know if I'll find it or if I do have to order it from somebody suggested Amazon, but they had that bread that comes out of the can,
Yes.
and not that I aspire to eat that,
But
but
you're
I'm like
curious. I'm so
really like
curious.
curious. Yes. And so I have been looking for that at certain stores over here. Obviously, we live, across the state from one another, so I don't
Yes.
know that we necessarily have access to the stuff you guys
Well,
do, but
in the summer we should go looking for it. So somebody told me to find like specialty items like that, you need to go to the Asian supermarket.
okay, we have
And
one.
yeah, so maybe try the Asian supermarket because that kind of stuff, that like novelty stuff or whatever, is really
Yeah.
it's popping apparently at the Asian supermarket. I had no
Yeah.
idea. The only reason I roll up to the Asian supermarket ever is to get dried squid, which
Oh.
is something we can talk about later at a different time,
Yes.
but it's basically like squid jerky.
Oh.
It's
I don't know about
don't knock it till you tried it. I will
that.
introduce you to it. It's delicious. It's got so much sodium in it, and I already have hypertension that I'm like, I should not be eating this. But it is so good, and
Well.
I mean, they have a lot of delicious things I get from there anyway. And then I never not leave with Botan rice candy. Like, I have to
Yes, I
have that.
love rice
I'll even
candy.
get that at the regular grocery store and be like, grill it in the
Yes, we
cart,
have
'cause,
some stores that have that. I haven't had
yeah.
it in a long time,
Oh,
but
I love it. It gets all stuck to the fixed retainer on the inside of my teeth, and I just don't even
right.
care. I'm like, this is so, I'm saving it for later, I guess, because it's so good. So
Well, hey,
delicious.
how about don't just have a regular week, like go and we will
I'll
talk about
try.
all these things, 'cause I love that people were actually
Yeah,
responding,
it's really nice
and
to
I
see
would
people
love,
interacting.
yes, and I would love to answer their questions. We didn't go you I mean we went a little bit into it, but let's go all the way next
Let's
week
dive in. We'll
for the
take those suggest
fans,
yeah, for
for
the fans.
the 5 fans we
I
have.
promise you this. I will come back with my music recommendation that I almost spoiled this week, and Jessica will watch The Masked Singer and Dancer and tell me about it.
I already have. There, if there are listeners, I do want to say what they want us to say. You
Yeah.
know, I'll go
We're
there.
gonna pander to the audience, y'all.
Yes, so next time.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I'm gonna go eat dinner with my fam.
Sounds good, me too.
Okay, I love you.
I love you huge.
I love you huge.
I love you huger.
Impossible.
Okay,
All
you win.
right. Bye.
Okay.